Hello and welcome to the Financial Times. I'm Helen Worrell. It is exactly 1 month since a senior Hamas official, Mahmoud al-Mabou, was found dead in a five-star hotel in Dubai. Local police now say they are almost positive that Israeli intelligence service Mossad was responsible. Simeon Kerr, the FT's Gulf correspondent, is on the line now. Simeon, have Dubai police told us why they think that Mossad committed the murder?
There hasn't been a definitive answer on what evidence they would use to link Mossad to this, but the head of the Dubai police has said that he's almost 100% certain they have identified 11 of the alleged 18 assassins, and using CCTV footage from various hotels and also from the entry points and exit points at the Dubai International Airport. And given the passports, which are European largely, they have asserted that they believe that the style and the tactics are similar to Mossad.
Now, you've reported that the assassination squad actually managed to leave Dubai within 90 minutes of committing the murder. Does this cast doubts on Dubai's police credentials?
There seem to be few people who are suggesting that Dubai police could have done very much. I mean, UAE authorities have pointed out that the alleged assassins came in on European passports, which were issued by the legitimate authorities. So it appears that at least 9 of the 11 were cloned identities. So real individuals have had their identities stolen and new passports had been issued, which were real passports. And so the UAE authorities here are saying that that is a worrying development, and that no one would have known or could have known that there was anything remiss here. Some say, for example, British officials have responded by saying that unfortunately these things happen when there isn't enough biometric data in the passport, if there is no ID card system in that particular country. So I think generally people overall have seen that the police have responded fairly fully so far, and that there was very little they probably could have done about stopping such an operation, which is very unprecedented here in Dubai and more broadly across the Gulf.
The UAE is known as quite a safe and open place and is especially favoured among wealthy holidaymakers. Do you think this will affect their perceptions of this as a tourist destination?
Well, I think that probably not overall. Dubai remains a popular tourist destination. There hasn't been a particular drop-off, although anecdotal evidence says the particular hotel has seen a fall in occupancy. But nonetheless, there have been a string of high-profile killings in Dubai over the last year or so, which are, while very rare, there have been a couple in quick succession, and this is the most high-profile of all. But that it has changed some of the perception, I would suppose, of Dubai as an incredibly safe, family-friendly holiday destination. That image is somewhat tarnished at the moment.
What actions have UAE authorities taken to tighten security following the murder?
What we know for certain is that hotels have been asked to increase the number of CCTV cameras that they have in their hotels. Now, clearly, as we've seen from this case, there are quite a few CCTV cameras around. They've been asked to have some more. Generally, this is the way that Dubai handles security. It's very preventive and behind the scenes. But many places in the Middle East, hotels will have lots of X-ray machines and a very high police presence, with an armed police presence, to ward off against Islamist extremist attacks, which have certainly happened over the past decade around the Gulf and the Middle East. Now, that's certainly not what Dubai does. So they're trying to do more of that so far, but generally there hasn't been a perceptible change beyond looking for more security cameras in hotels, though nonetheless it would be hard for us to know exactly what they have planned. And certainly so high profile has this been that one can expect that they will be introducing other measures as well.
That was Simeon Kerr for the Financial Times in Dubai. For further coverage of this story, please go to www.ft.com/Middle East.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.